There are a lot of places in this world where donkeys are a precious resource. Ethiopia is one. There, donkeys are seen as so important, there are even special hospitals to treat them. NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton sent this postcard from the Donkey Sanctuary in Ethiopia's capital.
Ethiopia is both donkey heaven and donkey hell. Home to more than 6 million donkeys, it comes second only to China, which currently tops the global donkey stakes.
Yes, there is a good saying in Ethiopia, a farmer without a donkey is a donkey himself, because that donkey does lots of work of the farmer.
Bodja Ndebu is a veterinary surgeon and a seasoned donkey doctor. He's in charge of the donkey sanctuary across the country, located in 4 of Ethiopia's 9 regions. The sanctuary began operating in 1986 and now offers free treatment at 2 stationary and 7 mobile clinics.
The objective of the donkey sanctuary is to improve the quality of life of donkeys in Ethiopia.
It's hectic in Addis Ababa's high-density Markato neighborhood. You have to take care not to bump into donkeys, many wearing tinkly bells. They're everywhere, weaving in and out of the traffic like a time warp, in stark contrast to a city that is modernizing dramatically with construction, cranes, and wooden scaffolding. Trotting with loads on their backs, the donkeys seem oblivious of cars, humans, and building sites. Dr. Chala Chaburte and his team have begun a day of consultations at Markato Donkey Clinic. The vet says he owes a personal debt of gratitude to donkeys because the work of his family's 2 donkeys helped pay his medical school fees.
Yeah, I love donkeys. That is why as soon as I graduate from the university, I joined the project, the donkey sanctuary. Here, there are a lot of problems of donkeys. For example, this donkey came with car accident.
Other medical problems are tetanus, anthrax, hyena bites, livid red back sores from overloading, and colic from indigestible plastic bags the donkeys swallow. About 6 of them, all townies and suffering from all manner of ailments, are penned into a spacious enclosure with a large trough waiting to be seen by Dr. Challa. Countrywide, Ethiopia's clinics treat on average 400,000 donkeys each year. Tadese Kasa, a tall man with crooked teeth and a disarming smile, has brought in his lame donkey Bulla. Dr. Challa is cleaning the donkey's hoof.
There are a lot of small stones inside the hoof of the donkey.
While Bulla's hoof is being scraped and cleaned with iodine and strapped up, Tadese, like other donkey owners, says their animals are their friends. Tadese says the donkeys are very important to his family because without them, they simply wouldn't be here. Hear, hear, nods a delighted Dr. Challa, and it seems the donkeys agree. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Addis Ababa.